We've been talking about the Genesis, the book of Genesis on Sundays, but today is the Easter, so the message will be about the resurrected Christ. There are the things that you must do. You really have to build the absolute burden. How? Only through the prayer. When you really wake up in the morning, even for the 5 minutes, you really have to have the spiritual system so that you can really pray. When you wake up in the morning, all the power should be really restored. So even for the 5 minutes, you should really have the system to pray. Right now, seven partisans, seven journeys, seven guideposts. You must really grab hold onto that and then pray. And every morning when you wake up, you should really do this breathing. What's good about the breathing? Scientifically, it's been proved that it can really revive your spirit if you really have the deep breathing. First and most, your brain will be revived. And then physically, your body will be also revived. Because if you really have your breathing is very shallow and short, then your body will really have all these sickness and diseases. So when you really wake up in the morning, you have to really receive this spiritual strength and power through the deep breathing. During the daytime, then when you really work, everything should be related to the prayer. Even if it's the good things, bad things, those things, whatever you think of, it should be related to the prayer. What you can see should be connected with the prayer. And that will become your enjoyment. Until when should you really pray? When all these problems occurs, and then it's not gonna really be the problems that much, you really have to pray. And then after that, you will really have lots of challenges for the eternal things. Then right before you go to bed, you sleep, the night time is really the deep healing time, deep prayer time. Then you should really pray for your portion, and it means that it's deep breathing. Deeply you inhale, deeply you exhale, and you really have to pray for the eternal portion, which means that for the business people, you should really pray for your business. As the student, you have to really pray for your studies. You have to do that deeply. Then the eternal masterpiece will come out. If you really have the eternal masterpiece, then it's going to be your eternal asset. Then that's the messages that you have received. Then this is something that you really have to do. If you're not healthy, if you really have the problems in your mentality and all that, you have to really have this prayer then you can really pray, you can really heal yourself. Then Daniel is the one who really created, who formed this spiritual system. And he was the one who really focused on the prayer. And he really founded this spiritual system after he became the captor of the Babylon. If you read the Daniel 6:10, it says that three times a day he will be looking at the direction of that Jerusalem. He opened the window and he was praying as usual. No matter where he was, he had this spiritual system and he was praying. Doesn't really matter where you are, when it is, you can really have the spiritual system. In Acts 10:44, Peter, when Peter really talked to the God's word in the house of the Cornelius, the Holy Spirit was working upon him, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, and then all those family members were really saved. They accepted. That is the work of God's word. And because of the prayer they had, so that through the work of the Holy Spirit, then God was really upon them. So it's the prayer system, then the system of the evangelism. And Paul and Silas, they were in the prison, but they were not in the trouble. They were really praising the Lord, and then the angels were really sent, and then all the locks of the prison were really unlocked. Then the guards were really disappointed and felt guilty, so he was about to kill himself, but Paul and Silas told them that none of them actually escaped. Then all those people, the family member of the guard, were also saved. So through this absolute partisans, this is the spiritual system that we have to form. Because evangelism is not something very difficult. Because you can only talk about the gospel, the Christ that you met, that you were saved by. And you must really restore this system. Why did Christ die on the cross and then resurrected 3 days later? Because the greatest gift of all from God is the salvation. The greatest gift is actually the fact that we are saved. God really gave us the greatest gift through Jesus Christ. So the greatest gift is that through Christ, I was saved. The Christ means the anointed one. Anointed one. Jesus is the name, and the Christ shows the position. And he really did this, all these three different work. Genesis 3:1-20 says that all the humans were separated from God. Then we fall into the original sin. Then Romans 23:23, all have sinned. Therefore, all of us are really short to receive the glory of God. That's the original sin that we had to be born with. In John 8:44, we are deceived by the Satan, and this is the original sin that all the humans have. Whoever that is, those who are really born in this world, we had this original sin, and then we were born with. Why? Because we are all the descendants of Adam. And if we can't really solve this spiritual problem, original sin, and then we cannot really be saved. That's why, because we are separate from God. The John 14:6, it says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is truly the, he became the way to meet God as the Christ. And all the result of the sin is the death. And we had no choice but to die. Then God is the one who really opened the way to really meet, to live eternally. And he will send the Christ, Messiah, to crush the head of Satan. Then all the sins will be forgiven. That had been really promised. Then Romans 8:2, it says, you've been free from all the laws of the death and sins. Then number three, 1 John 3:8, the reason why the Son of God really appeared was to really crush the head of Satan, which means that the way to be victorious from the hand of Satan, from the sins and curses, and those things were really open through Christ. That's why we all believe in Jesus Christ. Then we all believed in the all three jobs that this Christ did. The true priest, true prophet, true king. Then all these three things together we call the Christ. So that's why Christ is the one who solved all the problems. So he is the one who really solved all the problems for ourselves. If you look at the Ephesians 1:4, before all the creation, before he had all the creation, and he really called us from the beginning, before you were really born on this earth, then actually all your salvation have been really predestined. So those who, you and me, who are really saved, have been was really predestined for the salvation. It's not really because of your diligence of going to church. Ephesians 2:8 is the gift of the grace of God. Then you have received the salvation, because it's not really by your action. It's all about the God's grace. And the greatest gift of all is the salvation and Christ Jesus. And that had been given to us. Do you want to have another present, even though you have received the greatest one? Then he really came with the incarnation. God really came to this earth with the flesh of the human. Why is that? In Genesis 2:17 says, if you really receive, if you really eat this fruit of the wisdom, tree of knowledge of wisdom, knowledge of the good and evil, if you really take the fruit, and then you will surely die. But we actually took the fruit and ate it, and we fall into the original sins. And we will fall into this destiny and fate. But as soon as you really have received the Christ and you became a child of God, in John 1:29, it says that all the sins of the Genesis 3, through this Genesis 3, and the human were really walking in our lives, and then we have no choice but to be deceived by the Satan, and have no choice but to have all these physical, mental problems continuously. But Christ really came as the Lamb to bear all these sins, and then He was the one who died for us, for our sins. John 1:19-30, it says everything had been accomplished. So He is. That's why the Christ is all the solutions for all the problems. So it's not really important for you to be diligent for the sake of God. And Catholic doesn't really, they don't really believe in the completion of this God. So they're saying that first, the human have to do our part, meaning that we have to really diligently work and then live our lives so that we can be saved. In this world, our diligence, our action and deeds can't really solve this original sin. We can't solve this sinful problem. Your diligence, your faithfulness, those things cannot crush the darkness and Satan, because we have these fundamental problems, and then that's how we were born with. But on the cross, and Jesus really shed His blood, and with His blood, He really forgive our sins. And those who really believed in the name of Christ, who received the right to become a child of God. So eternally, our status has been really changed, so that we don't have any destruction anymore. People go to church, but they've learned many wrong things. They fall into all the doctrines and the mysteries. They will fall into the legalisms. In the Bible, within the God's word, and then those things are included, but that's not the main things. The main part is that we were separate from God, and then we were born with original sin, and this Satan is the one who captures our fate. And because of these things, and then nothing can really take us out from this destiny and problems. That's why God really sent us the Christ, and who can really forgive our original fundamental problems. That's what the Genesis 3:15 says, the son of the offspring of woman will crush the head of Satan. And Isaiah 7:14, that all this child will be born from the Virgin Mary, and who he is the one called Emmanuel. And through Christ, I really hope that you are really saved from all these problems. Why was he really resurrected from the death? Because it means that the Christ is alive even now. He's not dead. So being resurrected means it's the proof that the Christ is the God. to prove himself that he is God, he was resurrected from the death, which means that he had the victory over all these sins and problems. He is the one who crushed the authority of the death. That's the resurrection. And this Christ is in me, is in us through the Holy Spirit. So he's still alive. If it's not the resurrection, if we don't have the resurrection of Christ, everything will be in vain. Everything is worthless. Because Christ is the one who really crushed the authority of Satan, the darkness, and the hell. He is the one who is really with us and even alive now. And number two, what's the second gift? And then he really Christ really resurrected, and he called all his disciples. I'm here to really give you the reality. It will be better for you if I ascend to the heaven. I will send the Holy Spirit to you. Because the Jesus had the flesh body, and then with the flesh body, we will have the limitation. When we talk about go to the 237 nations and then save them, then if we talk about the physical things, and then we should really literally gotta go to each nation. So it was good for us that the Jesus actually ascend to the heaven, and then he will send the Holy Spirit. He said he will pour the Holy Spirit. I will send you the Holy Spirit. That means that I will give you, I will be pouring the Spirit of God that will not be limited by anything. John 7:38-39. Those who really believe in me, as scripture has said, the rivers of living water will flow from within them. The Holy Spirit, he gave the examples of the living Holy Spirit as the living water. Rivers of living water. So the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us. That's what we mean by being saved. Those who really believed in the Christ, and that means the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit is really responsible for our lives, and then he is the one. Holy Spirit is the one who is really leading us. Should I be this? Should I go there? Then there are the many things that you may be really worried. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will really remind you of the God's word, and who will be leading you. And you really have to believe in that fact. As soon as you are saved, this Holy Spirit is within you until the end. That's why you became a child of God. God is the one who will be leading the God's child. Because you're God's child, if you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and everything will be answered. So you don't really have to be able to do everything. Even if you can't do it, then it's still fine. Why? When someone who is truly believed in God and then saved is pretty praying, then God is the one who will be really listening and answer that prayer. All this darkness and all these problems will be really broken down, because you and I were really saved. And then we should really have the background of the heaven. And then that's how you can really be the witnesses of the Christ till the end of the earth. As a proof of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. If you have the problems and worries, the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, you really have to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of, in within the work of the Holy Spirit, and everything will be answered. Then John 14:26, it says that everything will be reminded and it will be taught. And in 16:13, till the whatever it's happening in the future, it will be also told. And it is the promise of God, and it's being promised. You believe in the promise, and you have to pray. You're not going to be full of all these problems and worries about yourself, but rather you have to grab hold of the covenant and pray. Then he ordered, commanded us that you have to receive that filling and the Holy Spirit. Why should you really receive the Holy Spirit? Because you need the different power. Because you're living in this world. How can you really live in this world? You use your own power, but you will have all these limitations, worries, and your mentality is really suppressed. And you don't even feel happiness. And the power of God, the ability of God, all these things have been really given to you. That's why all these things can be the chances. You can overcome all the things because you have received the power of God inside of you. How exactly is it possible for the human to really split the Red Sea? But Moses actually knew how powerful God is. So he believed in the God's power. It's not because the Moses had the power and split the Red Sea. No, Moses really believed in the power of God, and then that's how the God was really showing that to Moses. There are many patients that who couldn't really have all this medical treatment or medical healing. But as soon as they really heard the God's word, then that's when they could really receive the healing. Those who really, the woman who was really bleeding for the decades, she really touched the clothes, very edge of the clothes of Jesus Christ. There are lots of people who were really bumping to him and then tried to touch him, because thousands of people surrounding Jesus Christ. And then this bleeding woman really merely touched his clothes, Jesus' clothes. And then because of her faith, and then Jesus really asked, "Who really touched my clothes?" The disciples said, "Jesus, there are tons of people around you. But we don't even know." It's not about the touching the clothes, but it was the woman's, bleeding woman's faith that if I touch the Jesus Christ, and then I will be healed. It's about that faith. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, and then you believe in it, and you pray. You pray, and then it will be answered. You have to really have the different power. And Joseph was the slaves, and then he was even put in the prison. And of course, he knew who God is. Because God was with Joseph, and then he became the very blessed man. And when the Potiphar really looked at Joseph, he said that he never seen someone who was filled with the God's spirit. So even though he was in the prison, he was not in the prison. He actually met all the politicians. He learned the politics from them. He learned the economics and finances in front of the King Pharaoh. He was really interpreting the dreams, and he was even reviving the king. Because God was with Joseph. So it's not really something that you really feel something hard, or you have to really believe in the God himself. The promise that he gave you, you really have to grab hold onto it, and that will be your ability. You just need to believe in it. Why people will be corrupted? Because they don't really believe in God's word. Because you really believed in themselves. They don't even have the thoughts of God. They rather have their own thoughts. You really have to change the fundamentals. And then very immediately, the God will work. Even if you don't have the work of God, and then still, according to the God's time schedule, everything will be fulfilled. Then your starter will be something like you will receive all these visible answers, and something will happen. But for some most, God will give you the word of God, and it just matters of if you believe in it or not. Because it's invisible, you can't really believe. That means if you cannot see it, that means it's not yet the time schedule. But the answer will come for sure. Because God really gave us the Holy Spirit. Then God really gave us the blessing of the church. The church is the platform. Church is the one. Church is the platform to really meet. To meet God and to give worship to God. That's the platform. That's why Christ Jesus really left all the churches in this country. Once we really had a lot of Christians, but now all the churches are closed, and we don't even have the seminary school. We don't have the pastoral ministers. We only have elderly pastors. So if they passed away, and then all the churches may disappear. And then there was the movement, Invisible Church Movement. So in Matthew 16:13-20, he said that he will build the churches above himself upon the rock. Acts 2:1-47. The Mark's upper room. So through that house, he really started the church. Then truly you grab hold onto the covenant 1:3-8. Only Christ, only Holy Spirit, and only the God's kingdom. Then they really focused on that covenant, and they really focused on the prayer. Acts 2:1-48, when the Pentecost really comes, then the Holy Spirit comes upon us, comes upon the people. Then they have received all the powers, and they even had so this is the work that was really happening after the Christ resurrected. So right now, what should you really do in the church? You have to really tell them and preach them that Jesus is the Christ, and there is no other name that was given upon below this. There's no other way to really meet God if it's not Christ. There's only Christ, the one way of Christ to be really liberated from all these sins and be forgiven. So be sure really the church should really have this mission to really, when the God's kingdom comes upon us, and then all that darkness is really then that's what we call the work of the Holy Spirit. So that's why all the early church people, even though they were under the persecutions for the sake of this word movement, then they will really pray until this promised work of the Holy Spirit will be upon them. So the Acts 1:14, they really focused on that prayer. So they have received that all the power and the work of the Holy Spirit. So they were really born. So all these, the eunuch from the Ethiopia was really saved. They through who? Through the work of the Holy Spirit. So as a gospel church should really have this movement, and this work should be really taking place. That's why as a gospel church was found here, that all of you are called and gathering here. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Acts 11:16-19. Through the Antioch church, the Antioch church, through the persecution of the Stephen, then all the people were all scattered and they got together again. Then through that, through that event, and then they really started having this Macedonia, because they will have the first missions to the Macedonia, the door to the Asia was really open. So what did they really make as the platform? They actually formed that church. All the people were really saved, should be saved, and they should really go to church to give worship. Because of all this ideology of the invisible churches, if we are full of that and then we have no choice but to be destroyed, it's gonna be the huge problems if we don't really have all the churches in Japan will disappear. We should really have the life movement, word movement. We should really have the disciple movement so that we can really deliver this message. Now the first generations will get sick and aging, but we have to grab hold onto this covenant, make sure that you deliver this covenant to the next generations, all the elders, senior deaconesses, all these adult generations. You shouldn't be the one just going to the church, going back and forth. You should really give this covenant that you grab hold onto should be really delivered to the next generation. Even after you go back to the God's kingdom, then your generation, the offsprings can really have the gospel movement. You should really stake your life for that. In Genesis, there was the family line written. Adam lived until 926, and until the ninth generations, then Adam could really live. Then to until Noah's generation, it was thousands years. So Adam really met until the Malak. Adam and Eve, the one who got really attacked by Satan, and then they fall into their own spiritual problems, and they really give a birth to their children. But they are born with all these original sins. Then God is the one who really made the clothes for Adam and Eve. But in order for him to do that, then they should really kill the animals. Why did Adam really live by 926 years old? So he was the first human that was created by God, and he was the one who got really corrupted in the covenant. In Genesis 3:15, the offspring of woman will come, and then he will really be the one who crushed the head of Satan. So what exactly did he really do? So he was really telling all these facts and how he was really deceived and fall into the sin, and then how he was really saved to the generations to generations. Right now you may really have the hard time with all these physical things, and then you may be really busy and all that, but you shouldn't lose hold of this one thing, this Jesus Christ, that you really have to make sure that you deliver this covenant to the next generations. That's why Adam and Eve really received the blessings that was just go beyond over the century, because you really have to revive all these people who are really staying and remaining in the darkness. That's the mission that you have received from Jesus Christ. So it's not really about, oh yeah, Jesus died and then he resurrected. Then he is the one who really built the Then Rome was really evangelized until he really will come for the second time. We should make sure that we have the life movement, Christ movement, through your business, through the workplace, through all these meetings, blessing of the meetings. You really have to. God is the one who really founded this church. Until Jesus really comes for the second time, he will be really guiding us. So that's why God really gave us the meeting with the remnants, and gave us the school. And he is the one. We have received the greatest gift, that is the salvation through Jesus Christ. And even now, through the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is indwelling us, and he is the one guiding us. Then now, I'm the platform, I'm the church. Whoever I meet, I will really proclaim this word of God. Thank you, God. Through the resurrected Christ, thank you for giving us the blessings to really deliver the covenant of the resurrected Christ. And the greatest gift, we have received the salvation. Thank you for giving us the salvation of Christ and the Holy Spirit. And now I thank you for building the platform. So because you promised with us to become the witness till the end of the earth, so please bless all of us to become that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.